Proclamation number 8184 of 22nd of May, 1962. God's commission to the disciples of the end times. Work of redemption. And on my behalf you should go out into the world to proclaim the gospel. Thus was my commission to my disciples, whom I myself instructed on earth, in everything they were to proclaim again to men. And this is also my command to you today, my faithful servants, that you diligently carry out the work for me and my kingdom, and that you thus take care of the spreading of my gospel, which I myself guide to earth. For it is necessary that people are instructed in the truth, and it is necessary that they come to know about the mission of the man Jesus, about his act of salvation and about my human manifestation in him. An earth period comes to an end, and during this period I myself descended in the man Jesus, in a soul of light which embedded itself on earth as a human being. I myself accomplished the work of salvation in order to redeem humanity from sin and death. No long time has passed since I walked across earth as a human being. And yet people have little or no knowledge anymore, just as earthly life, which ended with his death on the cross, is a questionable event for them, which they give little or no credence to. And they are completely ignorant of the significance of a unique act of mercy, and they are increasingly more doubtfully instructed, so that they also find it increasingly more difficult to believe in Jesus Christ as the Son of God and Redeemer of the world. And therefore I send you, my last disciples, out again to win people for Jesus Christ, to make their faith easy when they are instructed in all truth. I commission you again to go out, for he is truly their savior from sin and death. He must not be passed over, he must be acknowledged and asked for forgiveness of the guilt of sin which burdens every human being where he would not walk this earth. Whatever you, my faithful servants, can do in order to inform your fellow human beings of him, the divine Redeemer Jesus Christ, you should do and not slacken in your vineyard work, and I will truly bless you for it, for people are in greatest spiritual hardship who do not take the path to him if he has not granted them the forgiveness of their original guilt, which only the divine Redeemer Jesus Christ, in whom I embodied myself, can bestow upon them. Believe it, you my servants on earth, that you can still render me great services yourselves if only you ensure that my word is conveyed to the world, which is directly conveyed to you by me, for through this word I convey truthful knowledge to all of you, which gives you a bright light and also opens up to you the understanding for Jesus Christ and his act of salvation, which was lost to people because they took notice of him in a completely distorted form and therefore lost faith in him and the act of salvation. For this reason I convey the pure truth to earth again and ensure that people receive information about the spiritual correlations so that they learn to believe again and take the path to him, so that they go to the cross and carry their guilt of sin to the cross, because otherwise they cannot find redemption and cannot enter the kingdom of light without the redemption of the original sin either. For this reason I commission you again and again to bring light to people, to inform them of my working on you and of the truth which is thereby imparted to you humans. And if they know the significance of the act of salvation for people's salvation, then the well-intentioned will nevertheless deal with Jesus and their thoughts, and he himself will then be able to influence them, i.e., I myself will be able to intervene and give them ever brighter enlightenment. But the first impetus is to come from you, because people, due to their unbelief, do not concern themselves much with me or the divine Redeemer Jesus Christ, but can be stimulated by you into conversations of a spiritual nature. The people who serve me as mediators, who help to spread my word, do an extremely beneficial work whose value they will only be able to assess in the kingdom of the beyond when they will be approached by the many souls who participate in the proclamation of my word, who are invisible to you and yet derive the greatest benefit from every kind of spiritual work, for whatever you do. There will always be these souls around you who need food and drink for themselves and who can fetch the nourishment they need from you in order to mature. For the Divine Redeemer Jesus Christ must also be proclaimed in the kingdom of the beyond so that the souls will find him there if they did not find him on earth and passed over into the spiritual kingdom burdened by their original sin. And the supply of truth is also necessary for them, for many of them were unable to find the Divine Redeemer on earth because no truthful image was developed for them and therefore they had no faith either. But the truth makes it easy for them to accept what they previously rejected. And right faith can also come alive on earth through the supply of truth in people, for truth has strength within itself because it is from me. And no being will ever be able to resist this strength, for it is love which touches all souls in the form of my word. And to the strength of love all souls will once surrender, because love lets nothing be lost forever. Amen.